Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so excited this morning to do this episode. God is amazing. We are saying farewell today to the On Fire to Inspire Network for our show, but not, you know, On Fire to Inspire. We thank God for them. We thank God for Miss On Fire to Inspire and for the opportunity that she has given us for the last few months. We've been here and it's been amazing. God is amazing. But we're going to our own network. Yay! So God is good. We're going to our own network. So stay tuned for more information on the Total Heal Network. And with that network, I'll be bringing on a co-host, Miss Belita Robinson. And I'm so very excited about her and all that we're going to do together. And I'm going to bring her on in a couple minutes. And I'm excited about what God is doing today. I'm excited about our guest today. We need to be running a little late, but we're going to keep it moving. And, you know, her healing is from, and testimony is concerning juvenile diabetes. I have a foundation, different diseases. And, you know, just hearing her testimony and learning about juvenile diabetes, it was, you know, something, you know, you just never know what people are going through when you look at them and they look on the outside, but you never know what's going on in their body. But God is a healer, healing all the time. So I have a scripture that I would like to read to you this morning, and it's from Psalms, the 30th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Because of her testimony, God brought her back from the dead. You know, they found her and she had a very, very faint pulse. She's still here to worship and praise with us. But I want to read this scripture this morning. It says, I give you all the credit, God. You got me out of that mess. You didn't let my foes gloat. God, my God, I yelled for help and you put me together. God, you pulled me out of the grave. Gave me another chance at life when I was down and out. That is Psalms 30, verses 1 through 3 out of the Message Bible. And when I tell you that, that just truly, truly blessed me, because I don't know about you, but God has gotten me out of the grave a few times. Glory to God. And I'm so grateful to him for that, because without him, it just wouldn't be. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here doing any of the things that I'm doing with you. You wouldn't be listening to me right now, because death has came and it has knocked on my door many a time. And I'm so grateful to God for sparing life, you know, not one time, two or three times that Satan has just tried to take me out. And so he brought me back from the grave. So even though I was looking at that scripture for my guests, but it began to just really, really minister to me. And I know if you're listening out there today, you've had some situations where God has brought you back from the grave. He deserves the glory and the praise for that on today. Thank you, Jesus. And so I just wanted to read that scripture for your hearing on today. And I'm going to bring out guest host on so that she can speak to you guys today and y'all can begin to good morning. Wait, hold on here. I'm going to bring Miss Belita Robinson on and let her speak to you. Good morning, Miss Belita.
Good morning, Miss Angel. How are you?
I am ecstatic. I am sad. No scripture bless you this morning, did it not?
Yes, it did.
Did he
wow.
have to bring you back from the grave? Is that powerful?
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking that you were talking,
God.
Of course, with the sickness and even car accidents. I was in a bus accident when I was a child. Bus spun and flipped a few times. So, yeah, definitely has brought me out of grave situations, but it also made me think about salvation. That was in itself was a grave situation. We were all dead.
Come on. Amen.
Before the knowledge of Christ.
You better speak that. Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Yes, because then I give you all the credit, God. Yeah, I give you
Amen.
All the credit. Not, you know, angel shit, you know.
That was God.
Not, you know, angel did it, but it was all God.
That's right.
It was all
Amen.
God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
It's a blessing.
Yes, so it was all God.
All God.
I am so sorry for the interference that y'all are hearing right now. Thank you. We gonna do nothing this morning. Amen. God's still
Amen.
Getting all the praise and all the glory. And so, yes, indeed, God, I give you all the credit, God. You got me out of that mess. Oh, my God. And we were in our sins, like she said. We were in our
mm-hmm.
mess. Sometimes
right.
we don't want to accept the credit. The
mm-hmm.
mess that we were in. Not the mess we were born in, but the mess that we got ourselves in. Oh, my God.
That's right. We did it.
Before we said yes to the Lord, we said yes to a whole bunch of other mess and stuff.
That's right. That's right.
But the scripture said you didn't let my foes gloat. You know,
thank
God
you,
didn't let our mess gloat and say, yeah, you're in that, and leave us here. He got
yeah.
us out.
Well,
we
sad.
Were on our tail in the and I am bastard, as some people say, and we didn't know it. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all can see, this is my boss with Robin on as my co-host. We are so excited to be coming
oh,
to you with Toby Hill Network. Man, I'm telling you, y'all going to have an amazing time with me and Sister Nala Nathan, if you know the story of Nathan and David. And we want to see people heal, man. That's
Amen.
What it's all about. We want to see people
that's
healed.
It.
And know that God can heal you in every area of your life. Every area of your life, you know, not just, you know, your body heal, your spirit,
mm-hmm.
your soul. He on every area. I tell people all the time, God can just heal my body. He healed me from poverty, but because my body was ill, it kept me in a state of poverty. I would get a high mood, you know, I had a chronic homelessness. And I'm so grateful to God today that I've been in the home that I am in for going on 2 years. And that might not seem much to anybody else. Some people been in their house for 5, 10, 20 years, 2 years. But when you've been homeless over and over again, and children, when you've left the car, then you're grateful to God for a lot of things. Amen. And so if you want to talk to me or leader, please feel free to hit one and we will bring you on to the show. But we will be changing our show day and it's coming on Saturday because we know that Saturday is a busy time for people and a lot of people are shopping and, you know, spending time with their children and their families. I want to give you a better day and better time and more testimony. Just healing in every area of life. Healing some tested out, a sickle cell, lupus, whatever. You might something out there that we've never even heard of, but God healed you and delivered you from it. Tell us your testimony. Share. You don't know who life it might change or touch. Understand this. Even if it just touched one person, that's okay. But it's because the heaven rejoices over one soul. So if heaven can rejoice over the whole heavens rejoice over one soul. And if they can rejoice over one soul, surely we can. Surely we can rejoice over one soul being healed, set free, delivered by your testimony.
That's right.
But if you don't share it, if you don't tell it to nobody, nobody's going to hear it. Miss Belinda, what do you want to share with this morning?
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit.
What would you like to share with them this morning?
I was just agreeing with what you were saying. Even if you can only touch one, that is amazing all by itself. When I did the broadcast last weekend, I wasn't looking for a whole lot of feedback. Minister Angel was saying, a lot of people are busy and had to go back and listen to it through the recording and weren't able to hear it live. So I wasn't expecting to get a lot of feedback in the beginning. I knew that people would listen later on. But I got so many inboxes and texts from people saying that they had been going through some of the same things that God has healed me from. And now they see that they don't have to deal with it, that they don't have to suffer through this stuff. And that is amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing to know that what God has done in your life has touched somebody else to the point that they now realize that he's done the same thing in their lives and they don't have to suffer with these things. So, yes, definitely, if you have a testimony of anything, even if you feel like it's something small, it may be a major thing to somebody else.
Correct.
You just never know the words that are coming out of your mouth, the way that they're touching somebody else. It's such a blessing, such a blessing. It makes me think about the scripture that says it's more blessed to give than to receive. When we hear that, we always think about material things. We always think about, sharing your money or giving people things like that. But we never think about simply sharing our testimonies. A simple handful of words can bless somebody so much, so much. So definitely share.
Yeah. As you were talking, I thought about that because, a lot of times people go through thinking, I'm the only one going through this. And then you meet somebody and you begin to share your short story or your testimony. And you're like, wow, you experienced that too? And you go to that because now they know, hey, I'm not in this alone. And for speaking, we do realize that they're going through what you are going through. But I just want to encourage you this morning to know that you matter and your testimony matters. Somebody needs to hear you. Because, see, I can't tell your story and share your story this morning like you can.
Right.
You don't share in a way and say something that only you say because only you went through it, that it's going to hit something in somebody, and you're going to be like, oh, it's going to spark something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. I'm not sure what's going on. I have some of my own. They ain't here. And so I got to figure out what's going on with that. We want people to be able to hear us. We want people to... Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So God is amazing. And, I just trust him. And I just love him so much. And I'm just excited. My was to stay with On Fire Today Network. and, you know, for a year, and then drove out on my own. And you know, he's doing it before time, you know, because it's not, it's in his time, not my time. It's about him, not about me, you know. And so I'm just, you know, being obedient and moving forward and opening doors for myself and others. That's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, being an example, being a light that shines so bright that wake up the lives of others close to you. Your family, your friends, you know what I'm saying? And you don't even realize, and you're a light. You know, the light, and you know, you ever thought about light? You just turn it on, it's doing what it's supposed to do. So a lot of times when you shining, you don't even realize who life you're touching. You don't even realize that, you know, what this life is touched and that life is touched, because you just walk in a room, and because you are light, you are light. You're touching life. Your light is shining. And you're making people aware of things that were not aware of before. So that's good. When I read that scripture last night, it so blessed me. You know, and I love the Message Bible. I love the second verse. I said, God, my God, I yell for help. You put me together. How many people have you heard said that? I'm trying to get it together. I'm trying to get it together. No, you can't get it together. But this scripture says he put me together.
Yes, it was him. Thank you, Jesus.
He put me together. Good God, mighty.
Yeah.
God, you pulled me out of the grave. Pulled you out. That means, I thought what you were saying about being delivered from your sins. Some people don't want to be delivered from their sins. And he yanked you out. He pulled me out the grave. Mercy said no. His grace and mercy said no. I can't let you go out like that.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of the things that you want to do, some of the things that you want to be involved in, it didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. And you try to figure out why. But he loved you so much that he said, I can't you go out like that. I can't let you go out like that.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I just love it. I just love it. I am. Go ahead, Belita.
I was thinking about when you were saying that we couldn't put ourselves back together again. We couldn't. And it made me picture my baby, my 6-year-old. He loves superheroes. And he really loves the Transformers. And he wanted this puzzle that was like, I think it was a 52-piece puzzle. And I had been buying the smaller piece, the bigger pieces that didn't have so many to put together because it's easier for him. He's 6. But he wanted this 52-piece puzzle. So we got that puzzle. And, Lord, you should have seen him trying to put it together. He couldn't do it. It was just too much for a 6-year-old. So I had to help him with it. And that's what I pictured when you were talking about how we can't put ourselves back together. We can't do it. We look like a 6-year-old trying to put together a 52-piece puzzle. That's what we look like. We look crazy. We can't do that. That's not what we do. We're not able. We might get a few pieces together. We might get a couple of them in the right place, but it's still going to look a mess by the time we get finished with it because we just can't do it. He has to put us together. He has to.
Yes, he does.
That's where we get our identity. We don't give ourselves our identity. He gives that to us. He has to put us together because he's the only one that knows where the pieces go.
Come on, somebody. When you put the TV together and you put your boy together, your game, you bought dresses, you bought pieces together, and you know how to put it together. Or if you're an inventor and you create something, you know how you want it to go. Good God. God Almighty, girl, you don't you stir me up with that right there. So your Creator, glory to God, is the only one that knows how to put it back together again. And we thank you right now, Father, for divine alignment. Holy God. In all our lives, in all the lives you're living, we see divine in your life. In every area, we pray for your body to divinely line up with the Word of God. For everything to function, the way God meant it when He created you to function. Now, let me tell you the blessed thing about what I just said. Our body are totally different. Now, if you go to the doctor or you read a health book, it would tell you this is the body should do. And normally, that's true. But how many know everything is always not the norm?
That's right.
And I thought about that because when I was, you know, the day before my 40th birthday, I was in the hospital. And the doctors came in my room and nurses, they was all flooded in my room, and I was trying to figure out what was wrong because I was just swelling up in my neck and dizzy and all these stuff was going on, and I didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me how I was born without the largest vein in my body, which is the superior vena cava. How is that even possible? You know, that's the largest vein in your body.
Wow.
And nurses and people were coming in because they were saying they'd never seen anything like that. And I was like, well, and then another doctor came back and said they call it the superior vena cava syndrome, which means that that vein is there, but it's blocked. But they could not see it on an x-ray at all. But either way, whether I know about it or it got blocked. And then my veins, God, I'm Zion, begin to take an alternate route in order for me to function in life.
Wow.
So when we say, God, you know, the divinely lining up, you know, in the way you create me, God created you. He know He created your children, your grandchildren. And so a lot of times people don't function the way we think they should. Because it's not the norm.
Right.
Well, who said that it had to be that way?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all did not is in zone in your mind because you think it ought to be some kind of way, or because a doctor said this, that, and the other. Then we begin to think a certain way based on what they said. Some people can't even live their life. Well, she cannot mind the other vocal stop. Can't even live their life because of what they said. You know, well, they gave me 5 years to live, 10 years to live. Well, guess what? They don't have the last say. God has the last say. Your Creator, the one who gave you breath and life in the first place, He has the last say.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's all we got to do is remember that He is the one that put us back together again.
He's the one.
And as the verse goes on, it says, and gave me another chance at life when I was down and out. Another chance at life. How many times have you heard, you only get one chance? That ain't what the word said.
Not.
Another chance in life.
Thank you, Lord.
I know I was born on 1991, but I was born again.
Amen.
And when I was born again, he gave me a new life and a new opportunity to live a life that he created to live. Because first, we were born in shape in iniquity. We were born in sin. But when we came to the light of Christ, we were born again. So there is an opportunity for you to have life again. Don't let anybody tell you it's over. This is it for you. You almost 50, you almost 60, 70. It's not even too late for you to pursue your dream and the vision, the dream that God has shown you. Hold on to it. Know that they're coming to pass. Isn't that right, Alita? Is God allowing you to pursue some dreams that you thought you may never see or do?
Oh, my goodness. Is he? My goodness. Wow. I was telling Prophet's Angel that I had a fantasy, and I, that's how I always viewed it. It wasn't even a dream. You know, when we say we have a dream, a lot of times we feel like it can be tangible. We can accomplish our dream. But
right.
A fantasy, we always feel like a fantasy will never come true. It's just something that you imagine that maybe in another lifetime, as people say, that maybe, or a parallel universe or whatever, that maybe, that it's just a fantasy, something I never thought would happen, something that I would say, oh, my goodness, I would love for that to happen, but never really thought that it could happen. But, yeah, I always dreamed about or fantasized about having a talk show.
To the point that
I used to attend. I was on a talk show. I was hosting my own talk show.
Wow.
And I was just like, wow. So when you invited me on your show as a guest, I was like, wow, she has a talk show. And then I thought about something that Apostle Legette used to say, that when your neighbor's getting blessed, that means that God is in your neighborhood.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow,
oh,
that's good. I
right
like
there,
that. I like that.
Doing for my sister what I always wished or hoped that he could do for me. And if he can do it for her, oh my, he can do it for me. I'm like,
yes,
wow. A lot of the things that I've always wanted to do or wished I could do, I'm seeing others doing it. I'm seeing my sisters and my friends doing those things, and I'm like, okay, well, if they can do it, I can too. And no sooner than I accepted that or came to that realization, that's when you call and say, okay, you're going to be my co-host. And I'm like, what? Me? Jesus? Okay.
You're the one. And it's amazing because God chose you. I did. I just recently thought yesterday, I see a lot of radio shows. We got a lot of male and female. But I want to be a sexy co-host. Well, she's sexy, but I'm just saying, a man co-host. But God was like, no, I found you a co-host. Yeah, she's the one.
Yes.
And y'all, I was joking with Prophetess Angel yesterday. She was telling me about all of her dreams and endeavors, and they so line up with everything that I've always wanted to do. They just kind of complement each other, the things that we want to do. And I was like, Lord, see, you were in a car wreck. You've been in and out of the hospital. The Lord has spared your life. He spared your life just for me, honey. He didn't do that for you. He did that for
me. Just for Belita. No, he would.
He loved you. Just that much.
Oh, my God. And that love of God. Wow. And you know what? It sounds comical and funny, but, you know, I don't want to take it from you because God spared your life for somebody. Because somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to hear your testimony.
Yeah.
And so you made it through a situation where somebody else, you know, I've had people tell me, man, I ain't no way I went through all what you went through. I would have been in the same asylum. I would have been that. And so you might think, man, how much more can a person take? Well, your creator know how much you can take.
That's right. He knows.
Credit cards and all these things, they put them through. Well, my shop set on the whole side. I'm excited right now. They put them through a test.
Thank you, Lord.
They can give you the key to a car and they ain't testing it out. You'll be like, wait a minute. Can you imagine how many houses? But before you even get to the last, how many lives will you have lost? It's Chevrolet and Toyota and Buick didn't put the car. Glory to God. If BMW, if they didn't put the car through a test, it's a production complaining about the test and everything that you're going to do in your life. Yeah, God wants to see, he know what you made of, but he wants you to know what you made of.
Exactly.
The test is not for him. Your creator knows what you made up. And when they make these cars, they know what they put in and know what they're made of. But they got a test so they can prove to you, see, we did this, 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 and the other. So we're telling you, we can prove to you that this car is going to function and work and do all these things that we're telling you it'll do. So God allows you to go through these tests and these trials. And he said, I told you you were strong. I told you you were carefully made.
Right.
I told you that if I, my you were healed, you are already healed.
Yes.
That's what I told you. I live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. I told you, believer, that you can do it seeing him, but all get at the same.
That's right. That's
according
right.
According to the power that working within. You.
Yes. Yes. Angel, you already know that my brain just works a little bit different, and our listeners will learn that my head just goes in different directions when people are talking.
Ma'am.
But as you were talking and using the analogy about God being a creator, it made me think about this movie that I watched with my children called Pixels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Adam Sandler movie. And he, there's a video game. It was about video games, and the video games kind of came to life. These aliens kind of brought the video games to life, and they were playing against Earth for their planet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adam Sandler's one character and a few other guys, they were gamers, so they understood the video game. And so they were the only ones who would know how to defeat them because they were so good at the game. Well, the game started doing things that they couldn't defeat. And it made me think about us having a creator, and when our bodies start doing things that we don't understand, we go to people that are experts who are good at knowing things about the body. And, doctors are knowing things about the body. They studied the body. So, to a certain extent, they know what they can talk. They know what they're talking about. But when the game started going crazy and the gamers didn't know what to do, their solution was call the creator. Call the guy who makes the videos. Call the guy who makes these video games. Because if anybody would know, it would be the guy who made it. It would be the
call
guy who created
somebody.
It. Oh, okay, we go to the doctors. There are gaming experts. They know what's going on with this body to a certain extent. They may be able to tell you, take two of these and go to bed and you'll be all right when you wake up. And sometimes that might work. But when it gets to a point where the doctors can't handle it, you have to remember to go to the creator. When you get to a certain place, you start bypassing the doctors. You cut out the middleman. Go straight to the creator.
Yeah,
because he knows. He put this together.
Yes,
he knows exactly what it's going to take to fix it.
You know, it's like even this morning, you know, and I've shared with Miss, you know, Belita, my co-host, that every Saturday morning, when I tell you every Saturday morning, I have had a fight for the last 3 months to do this show. Even this morning, but God had me prepared this morning, and not that it, you know, it wouldn't be right on Monday night, but I know that God is working on our behalf, and I thank God for pushing it through it. But I'm just looking at how, whatever reason, you know, we speak healing and wholeness, and we believe the victory for our guest that was supposed to be with us this morning. We have not yet heard from her. But God knew she might not make it and had you here. And you know what? I'm not going to wait till we start the Totally Healed Network. You're going to co-host this weekend. I'm going to introduce you.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm just, you just get me excited talking about Creator. Because he knows all things. We just think we know.
Yes.
But he already knew what's going to happen. And
that's
what had me prepared. He had me up preparing the scripture, preparing the song. And I want to put this on. I still like the old school songs. Anybody remember Commission from back in the day? Mm-hmm. And I begin to hear this song in my spirit. And I have to listen to it in my head. And it's still so interesting. Good God Almighty. And so, but I like the commission version of it. And so I went and grabbed that song and it blessed me last night. And I want to just play that for y'all this morning and let it minister to y'all. And we'll be right back with y'all soon as the song go off. God bless. You know, God's amazing. My God, my God, my God. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that just blessed me this morning. I don't know about you, but it blessed me.
Amen.
He is so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
And oh, for grace. We pray that God gives the grace to trust him more. Because when you're going through in your body, this show is called Totally Healed for a reason. Because I begin to say, I am totally healed. In every area of my life, I am totally healed. Not only was I healed for self, cancer, poverty. I mean, you name that scripture. That scripture is one that was for me. He pulled me out of the grave, of gravely situations. And so I thank him for the grace to trust him more, because we get to a place sometimes that we have to. There was a song that they used to say, I learned how to trust in God. I'm learning how to lean on him. I'm learning to lean on him, learning to depend on him. And we thank God for the grace to trust him more. And the trust in his word. You know, I've heard people say stuff like, oh, that's the word. You know, it's just stories, fables. How do you know that stuff is true? Well, I believe the word of God. I stand on the word of God because I know it's true, because I don't care. You know, when I can read a book that valid my life right today, and you knew what happened to me now in my life, and it was wrote over 2,000 years ago. This stuff happened 2,000 years ago. There is a God, and his word is true, and I stand on his word. In order to get your healing, you've got to believe the word of God. You've got to believe that he took some stripes for you. You've got to believe that he shed his blood for you. And that's when the sweetness of trusting in God comes in. You can sing tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. And it might start out something small. You know, I needed this bill, and he paid it. But as you begin to do the small thing, then you can begin to believe him and trust him for the bigger things. Sis, I don't know. Are you familiar with that song right there?
I am. I'm a big commission fan. So, yeah, love that song.
Yeah, God bless you this morning.
Absolutely. It is
do
sweet
you want
to trust
to
in him.
Banging them out? All right.
It's so sweet. I mean, we have people in our lives that we can trust, you know, our parents, our spouses. We can put our trust in them, and it's a comfort in knowing that we have someone on our side. But knowing that we have the someone on our side, and knowing that he never fails, like, I know that my husband got me. I know that. I can
mm-hmm.
trust him, but he's human.
Right.
And there are going
right.
to be times where he messes up. He's going to mess up.
Wow.
He's going to make mistakes. But
wow.
it's so sweet to trust in Jesus, because we know that he will never fail us. Ever.
Yes.
He can't.
Never.
It's impossible. I love
never.
It.
Never.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you. God is amazing.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. He's awesome. I apologize for any of the background noises that you're hearing right now. We're having some technical difficulties right now, you guys. I apologize for that. I don't even know where it's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry about that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But I tell you, I wanted to share a part of Sharon's testimony. She wasn't able to join us this morning, and I just so appreciate you, Ms. Belita, for being with me this morning. It's truly been a blessing. And her name is Ms. Sharon Corwell. She was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes, which is another, you know, one of the oldest things for type 1 diabetes. I can't give you the statistics tomorrow. You know, she's one of our intercessors and prayer warriors, and I really wanted her to share her testimony with you because shared with us how one may sound, you know, with a very small pulse. And we want you to hear her voice and know that, you know, she is still with us. That's such a blessing. And so we have... You've heard my testimony, you've heard Belita's testimony, and, you know, we will be sharing with you more and more each day the things that God has done, that He is doing, and our life. If you have a certain topic, you know, concerning healing, you know, we'll be bringing people on that will talk to you about the different herbs that you can take for your body. For certain illnesses, because I believe in natural healing. You know, I believe in that. I believe that God has given us foods and herbs and different things that we can take for our bodies, and we don't have to use man-made medications that, you know, a lot of them are toxic. And there are different ways of healing and curing. And you know, me and Lita have been talking about our wellness center that we're going to have Monday. You know, take care of, drink water, eat fruit, eat vegetables, go walking, you know, get your feet done, get your nails done. It's causing that blood, keeping that blood circulating. And so, you know, look at it as it's a healthy way of treating this body, this temple that God has created.
Yes.
And you want to let the Creator know, you know, what I appreciate this body that you lent to me for.
That's right.
For long life. You know what I'm saying? For X amount of years. I appreciate this body that you lent to me because don't you get upset with your children when you don't brought them something new and it's on the floor and they just sitting in the kind of way and don't put it back where it's supposed to be and you looking at them like, I just did X amount of dollars on the toy and it's a floor. Don't get that out of the floor. Why is TV on the floor where it can be broken? And so that's the way we have to treat our bodies. Because your body is valuable. You can't even put a price on the blood that He shed for you. There's no price there you can put on that. He gave His life for you.
That's right.
See, at least the things you buy in the store, we trip over, you know, we can put a price tag on that. You're going to be $500 and everybody can relate. I know that's my girl. But that body is invaluable.
That's right.
Your health is invaluable. That your strength is invaluable. What were you saying, Belita?
I was just saying it's priceless.
It's priceless. And we want to show God, you know, that, you know, we appreciate this body. We appreciate what He has given to us. Because we might feel like, oh, I deserve it. He deserves it. Song says He deserves it. He deserves it. And I'm just grateful today. How about you, Belita?
All grateful.
God is amazing. What, you know, now that what you were having, you say it was a fantasy. Those visions, you seeing visions, so to be. So what do you want the listeners to know about you and what they're in store for our new network and new time and new show, Totally Healed Still. What do you want our listening audience to get out of the show?
My main goal It's to educate about Christ. And that,
yes.
That's it. That's plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Yes.
I just want everyone to come into the realization of not only what God can do, but what he already has done.
Oh,
there
yes.
are a lot of things
yes.
that we already have that we don't realize we're in possession of.
Correct.
We just,
correct.
I just want to help people come into the knowledge of what we already have and what we can have in Christ. That's
thank
my
you.
Main goal.
Thank you.
We're going to have fun along the way. We're going to laugh
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to cut up a little bit.
And lots of laughter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
At the end of the
yeah.
day, we just want everybody to know what we know. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. My heart does good like medicine. And you know, what she said, everything we learn, that's what it's about education. You know, but at the end of the day, it's about Jesus. And it's about the blood that he shed for you, for your healing. And that not only are we walking total, so can you. And so will you if you compare of what God, like she said, already did. How he going to do it? People always go, God going to do it. No, it's done. It was done before you came out of your mother's womb. It was already
amen.
Done.
Amen.
You already amen. The race is big, y'all. Guess what? We win.
Thank
we win.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got the victory. You know,
amen.
You ever watch a marathon, somebody's leg might get hurt or whatever, you know, but a lot of times, you know, who wins that race, you know, they might say, hey, you know, I claim victory the whole time I'm going to win. But you know, this is not just a one-person race. We all running this race with patience. That's running away with patience. Never call over. And I'm you, we win. Yeah, that's it. You remember they used to have that song, something I believe I run up to the end gonna be. We know what the end gonna be. Type of something at the end we don't be. I know what you mean from each other.
That's right. That is.
You know, and see, you know, we gonna dispel all that foolishness.
That's
you know,
right.
I beat the devil running. I ain't running the devil.
No.
We win. We have already won. We have the victory. You are already healed. If you have joined us and you would like to speak, tell a testimony, share, please hit one and we'll bring you on the air. And I believe, yeah, it's been such a blessing this morning. We are so sorry that we were not able to bring our guest Sharon to you this morning, but we will be speaking with her later, and we will on another time so she can share that testimony. And like I said, if you have a healing testimony, you can email me at totallyhealed17@gmail.com. You can reach me on Facebook, Angel Henderson, or Totally Healed Productions, and send me your information. Share your story. What God has done for you. My slogan is serving you health, hope, and healing. Give somebody hope. Help somebody with their health. You know, we bring the herbal special and all those things for their health and for healing. And let me tell you that your healing is now. It's already done. You just got to believe it. You just got to grab hold on to leave. You just trust in your creator. The one who made you. You know, you can trust him with your life. You know, we get in a car with people sometimes and on the bus, and sometimes we can't trust whoever we're riding with. But you can trust him with your life. You can trust him. You can trust the Creator because he made your life and he wants to love the best for you. And he will heal right there in that area that you're struggling with, and that you struggle with. Years. Like I told you, I struggled with chronic homelessness for years, but he healed me of that. So he can do anything. He can do anything, but fail. Daddy can't fail you. God loves you this morning, And we're so glad that you joined us and that you with us this morning. And we hope and we know that somebody has been encouraged, that you know, your life has been changed. You know, we send the healing power of God to flow you. And we're going to pray for you because we only got about a few more minutes left on the air. And we're going to go into prayer. You going to pray with me, Ms. Belita? My new co-host. Pray with me.
Ms. Angel, I heard my name, and that's all I heard.
Technical difficulties this morning, but we're going to pray, and we're going to get out of here, okay? Can you hear me now? Hello? I don't know what's going on this morning, but we bind the spirit of confusion, and we lose peace in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We send the healing power of God and your angels to Sister Sharon this morning, to our listeners, to all the replay listeners. We send the angels of healing to break every yoke to destroy. We send the anointing to restore every yoke life that you can experience total and total victory in every area of your life, whatever area that you need healing in your body, in your spirit, in your soul, in your home. God is more than able, and he's already done the work. All you got to do is believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning. We praise you. We magnify you for what you've already done. We thank you for shedding your blood 1,000 years ago. And on that cross that he beat us. He was beat for us. He took the stripes for us. He did it for us. Before you were in your mother's womb, he did it for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you that you not only died on that cross, but you got up and you rose again. We give you glory and we thank you for doing it. And you have arisen in our life. Thank you so much, Father, for everything you've done in Jesus' name. Love you, Belita. Y'all will catch up on our new network. And thank you for the birthday. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Father. Belita, you going to tell them? You'll see them later? Belita.
Hey, there you are.
Say later to the people. We about to get out of here.
All right, everybody. Later. Love y'all.
Love y'all. See y'all. I'm trying to clear our things. I'm going to get out of here. So there we go. Glory to God. Love y'all. See y'all on our new network Monday night, 8 o'clock. We are totally healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is so amazing.